WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been spending a lot of time recently watching short musical films from the 30s and 40s. These films were once shown in theaters along with the feature. Now 63 of them are collected in a new series of DVDs from the vaults of Warner Brothers.
Music videos are not a recent phenomenon. They have an ancestor in short musical films that actually predate feature-length sound movies. The Vitaphone Company, a subsidiary of Warner Brothers, brought synchronized sound into film in 1926 by filming some famous classical musicians with parallel recorded soundtracks. All through the 1930s and 40s, Vitaphone continued to release musical shorts, especially with swing and jazz bands. Like newsreels, cartoons, and coming attractions, these 10 or 20-minute shorts were shown with feature films. Warner has just released a set of 63 of these, and it's a wide-ranging collection, embracing musicians as different as nerdy all-American Ozzie Nelson, bongo-pounding Cuban matinee idol Desi Arnaz, and the hilarious Bora Minovich and his harmonica rascals. Some of the earliest stars of these musical shorts are major black entertainers. Bandleaders Cab Calloway and UB Blake, singers Ethel Waters and Nina Mae McKinney, and legendary tap dancer Bill Bojangles Robinson, in their thrilling prime, appear alongside such child prodigies as the Nicholas Brothers and Sammy Davis Jr. Yet these dazzling performers are also the objects of pervasive racial stereotyping, an amused condescension that's painful to watch. Indirectly, these films are important reminders of how casually and automatically racist this country has been. But we also have to be grateful for the invaluable documentation of such memorable performances. In Rufus for President, 8-year-old Sammy Davis Jr. is attacked by bullies and comes running to his mammy, Ethel Waters. She comforts him by telling him that he could be president, maybe even more ironic today than it was in 1933, when Sammy's successful presidential campaign is only a dream.
Those common types, I sure will be glad when they rid the neighborhood of such as him. Don't you worry, honey. Old Sinbad Johnson sure is going to be sorry when he find out what a great man you is.
Is I going to be a great man, Mammy?
You sure is. You's going to be president.
Me?
Sure. They has kings your age. I don't see no reason why they can't have presidents. Besides, the book says anybody born here can be a president.
Ain't that something?
Most of these shorts are pretty generic. They often start with a band leader, Louis Prima, Woody Herman, or the lesser-known Jimmy Lunsford or Larry Clinton, introducing a number. Then there'll be a song by, say, Helen Forrest or June Christie, and some exciting dancing. 18-year-old Betty Hutton is billed as America's number one jitterbug. There might even be a wisp of plot. Rita Rio, one of the two women band leaders in this collection, is so crazy about swing, she's threatened with being committed to a mental institution, though when her doctor learns how much money she's making, he decides that he's the crazy one. Since the jazz is hot, some of the films actually take place in hell. On the other hand, there's the cool pianist band leader Eddie Duchin. Tyrone Power played him in the 1956 tearjerker, The Eddie Duchin Story, who was famous for appearing at the Central Park Casino, an elegant nightclub. In the Duchin short, he and his band and their entire audience are on roller skates, and he accompanies a phenomenal roller skating specialty act. The only director to have a significant career beyond these shorts is Jean Negulesco, who went on to direct the film noir classic Roadhouse, the romantic Three Coins in the Fountain, and the Marilyn Monroe CinemaScope comedy How to Marry a Millionaire. But some of the other directors, especially Roy Mack and Joseph Henneberry, are also remarkably inventive. Here's clarinetist Artie Shaw in Arthur Schwartz's haunting Alone Together, which opens Henneberry's hallucinatory symphony of swing. There's one pure jazz film, Jammin' the Blues, from 1944. It's the only film ever directed by the famous Life magazine photographer John Mealy, with great sax players Lester Young and Illinois Jacquet igniting the moody jam session. Probably wouldn't choose to watch more than two or three of these films at a time, but the whole six DVD set makes one of the most entertaining history lessons I know. History of popular music as well as American cultural history. Now I'm waiting for Warner to release the landmark 1926 classical shorts.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed Warner's new six DVD collection, Big Bands, Jazz, and Swing.